A strange little man from Mars dropped down to the earth from the stars. As the people would gape at this weary little shape, he screamed through a mouth about the size of a grape. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Norge, a division of BorgWarner, originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and wringer washers, gas and electric ranges, water heaters and home freezers, Norge presents The Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan and Gene Tudor will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Hiya, Red. Say, you look like you had trouble with your income tax.
Yeah. I got clawed by a bear yesterday.
What's the difference?
Hey, I tried to figure out my income tax all by myself, and every time I got the same answer. 19 bushel.
Well, why didn't you have a man do it for you, Red?
Well, I finally had to. I went to one of those tax experts, you know, one of the guys with the glasses. It always looks like he looks at you like he's saying, "You're hiding something, aren't you?"
Help me,
you see those new forms you've been filling out this year? They got a picture of Alcatraz with a big question mark on it.
Tell me, did he manage to unravel things all right?
Oh, yeah, he unraveled it okay, but now he's tied up in knots.
Well, I hear your uncle pays a very high rate. How come?
Well, that's because this year he lost one of his biggest dependents.
It's too bad. What happened?
His bartender passed on.
Making out those income tax reports is a lot of trouble, you know, Red.
Yeah, aren't you glad you work for me now? No tax, no trouble.
No income?
Yeah. So, you know, if you're interested, I have a friend who knows a way to save you about $1,500 on your income tax.
Oh, I'd like to see him.
All right, you can talk to him tomorrow. Visiting hours are between 1 and 4.
You know, most people pay their tax on time, but anybody who pays a month ahead ought to get a medal pinned on them.
They have to glue it on you. There's nothing left to pin it on. I paid my taxes on time.
You did?
Yeah. $1 down, 50 cents a week. Everybody should pay their taxes with a smile.
That's right.
But they still want money. That's right.
Well, you know, my brother had a little trouble about his income tax. He told the government he couldn't pay it because his business was on the rocks.
Well, how's business now?
Still on the rocks. He's still there with it. Gosh, you know, it's all so confusing this year, Red. Do you know what a surtax is?
Sure, that's a special tax or a super deluxe tax if you sort of have to address it formally.
Oh,
called surtax.
Oh, sir.
I found something else, too. A man and wife have to make out a joint return.
You mean they both file separate incomes in one account?
Yeah. They made a joint return. She had rubber legs.
Well, what's your definition of income tax?
My definition?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you something what I think. You know, I fill out the estimate tax, you know. But I didn't sign my name to it.
No?
No, I figure if I'm going to guess what I'm going to earn, let them guess who's earning it.
Gene Cutter sings, "Life is a Beautiful Thing."
I'm so in love, I know it's love, but life is a beautiful thing. I don't want to waste a single taste, I want what he says will bring. My heart is light, I have the right to hang on a sunbeam. Why, if I took the trouble, I'd float like a bubble, 'cause life is a beautiful thing. I woke up today and heard my heart say, "Look up, the sky is clear." I feel I was born this beautiful morn, and oh, but I'm glad to be here. I'm so in love, and my I don't want to waste a single taste. I want what each day will bring. If I took the trouble, I'd float like a bubble, 'cause life is a beautiful thing. I wave to the birds, if they knew the words, they'd sing my song with me. I smile at the rose, and somehow it knows, this day must be something to see. If I took the trouble, I'd float like a bubble, 'cause life is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing.
You wouldn't put up with a car that didn't have a windshield wiper. Why should you put up with a refrigerator that doesn't wipe away its own frost? Of course, you want a self-defrosting refrigerator. Everybody does. And for self-defrosting at its fastest and finest, take a look at the new Norge Jet Self-Defroster. This new Norge melts frost so fast, even ice cream stays hard in the big cross-top freezer. Now, Norge doesn't depend on arbitrary cycles to start defrosting. Norge defrosts itself every night on schedule, whether you're at home to open the refrigerator door or not. And Norge defrosting is so clean, no hidden drain pipes to clog or corrode. There are other self-defrosting refrigerators now, even some good ones. But wouldn't you expect the originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, that's Norge, you know, to have perfected the best system? Why not go over to your Norge dealers and see the new Jet Self-Defroster? You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
From the Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire tonight, we present the circus. And one of the most colorful persons is the Barker. So let's look in on Bolivar Shagnasty, who's on one of the sideshows.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. The biggest sideshow in the world, a dime 10 cents. See all the most unusual monstrosities inside this tent. See the Yabangi, the only coil in the whale who can seal an envelope after it's been dropped in the letterbox. See the rubber man who was captured in Akron, Ohio. He walked through 30,000 miles without a retread.
What's that?
Sounds like the rubber man just had a blowout. Yep, here he comes.
Mr. Shagnasty, I'm quitting.
Now, calm down, will you? Stop bouncing up and down like that. Now, tell me what happened, boy.
I just had a blowout, and it's a strong man's fault. Every time he writes a letter and makes a mistake, he uses me for an eraser.
Well, from the looks of that hole, he made quite a few mistakes, huh? I don't feel too badly. You should be willing to cooperate. After all, you can't walk out on the circus.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm going.
Well, now, wait a minute, pal. Who rescued tonight the guy that tried it? Who rescued tonight?
What?
My tongue gets wrapped around my eye teeth. I can't see what I'm saying after. Who rescued tonight? Who rescued you the night?
Yes.
Guy writes another line like that, he's gone, dude.
I'm sorry, I'm going.
I'll go with you. Oh, wait a minute, pal. You can't leave. Who saved you the night? When the guy tried to wrap you around his rim. I did. Who introduced you to them pretty white sidewall tires, huh? I did.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm leaving.
This is the only tent in the world with a door on it.
Well, Chief, now what are you going to do for a star attraction? Shall I go after him and talk to him?
No, I'll let him go. I always thought he was a little synthetic rubber man at that.
Well, you still got the tight wire, Walker.
No, he ain't with us. You see, he had an accident.
The wire was too tight.
He was. Oh, here comes a customer. Step right up. A dime 10 cents. See the biggest tent in the world with nothing going on inside of it.
Hello.
How many, please?
I don't want to buy a ticket. I want to see the boss.
Well, your opticals are fixed on him right now.
I would like a job.
I'm sorry, but we don't need any stake drivers.
I'm a performer.
And your forte?
What?
I said your forte.
Oh, no, I'm only 31.
I mean, what is your specialty?
Oh, I do a jitterbug dance with an elephant.
A jitterbug dance with an elephant?
Yeah, and with G.I. shoes on.
Hey, that's quite a novelty. Hey, Buckethead.
Yeah, boss?
Get some publicity for this girl. What is your name?
Twinkle Toes.
Yeah. Are you... with G.I. shoes on? Here, Buckethead. Get this out. Notify all newspapers. It's got the biggest novelty of all time. Since the time I charged the dime to see a T-bone steak.
Okay, Chief, I'll get right on it.
Yeah, you're going to make a fortune. Now, where's your elephant?
My what?
Your elephant. You know, that big rubber cow with two tails, you know.
You got none with the circus?
Well, none that's been dancing lately, no.
Oh, well, I can teach them. I taught my mother in three lessons, and if I can teach her, I can teach an elephant.
Yeah. Well, now, come on. It's over here. Careful you don't trip over them ropes.
What did you say?
Get up and let me dust you off, will you? Now, over here's the elephant.
Will he bite?
Well, not if you don't bite first. Here, go get this bucket full of water, will you? Get him some water so you can get acquainted.
Gee, this is kind of thrilling. Well, here you are. Come on, drink it.
The trunk's up at this end.
Oh. I was trying to give it to his suitcase.
Here, let me give it to him. Here you are, Gumbo. Drink that. Oh. He's putting it all over me.
If he did that to me, I'd tie his snoot in a knot. Oh! All over me. Now, I told you what I'd do.
There, that'll teach you. Good heavens, I can't breathe.
Well, no wonder. He's tied your snoot in a knot.
I'll teach him.
Hey, don't hit that elephant. Look out. He's going to roll over on you. Yeah, come on. Here, get up off of her. Get up off of her. Come on, get up. Hey, you all right, lady?
I guess so.
Good heavens, look at you. I'm going to make a fortune. Step right up, folks. A dime, 10 cents. See the human pancake oil.
Chapter 33, The Circus Comes to Town. When the circus hits a small town, it brings out all the citizens, especially Clem, the fellow from the country.
Well, here I am. There's something about a sailor. There's something about a sailor. There's something about a sailor that is blonde, blonde, blonde. I'm always chasing rainbows. I'm chasing anything that's got curves, boy. On my way to the circus, boy, I wonder if that bearded lady's still with him. Or maybe she's joined the Marines by now. Well, I hope they don't offer me a job with the circus again to be the dog face boy. Everybody knows I ain't a boy no more. Well, there's the circus train unloading. Oh, there's old Slim Pickens, though.
Hello, Clem.
Well, howdy, howdy. It's quite a big show, ain't it?
Not like the circus I was with.
You was with the circus? Boy, I'd like to have a job with one.
Yeah, well, I was just talking to the manager, and he says they need a lion trainer.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like they still need one, don't it?
They're not strong. If you just pretend you don't see them, they'll run away.
Yeah, they'll run. Probably tell the other lions what they found for dinner. You know. I'd rather be a clown.
Well, you got something there.
What?
You could save money.
How?
Well, clowns spend $5 and $6 a month for makeup. You wouldn't need any.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. It's because I sleep on my face at night, keep from scaring the covers off of me. Now, you ain't seen no grotesque boy. You ain't seen nothing. You want to see something ugly, get a load of this girl that's walking in this way. She's probably one of the freaks with a show.
Well, hi,
will be easy.
So surprised to see me.
I don't know. I can never remember who you are until you speak. Where have you been?
Waiting at home for you.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I took a streetcar, see? And the thing sat there for 3 hours and it didn't move.
It didn't move?
No.
Didn't the passengers complain?
No, the bunch of dope. They just sat there drinking and eating coffee.
Liam, that was a lunch wagon.
It was? Well, no wonder the conductor gave me a hamburger.
Did you get any free passes to the circus yet?
No, I ain't tried to get a job. I'm going to travel with them.
Oh, now you couldn't get a job with the circus. You ain't unusual enough.
Whoa.
You got to have 3 heads and 20 toes nowadays.
3 heads and 20 toes?
Yes. Huh?
Oh, just my luck. 3 toes short. Who's that guy motioning at us over there?
Back out of there. The trucks are coming.
Oh? Hey, what kind of an animal is in that truck there?
Well, there's a sign on the side. T-I-C-K-E-T, a ticket.
Oh, them pretty mean, them things are.
All right, out of the way.
Wait a minute there.
Yeah, just a minute. I'm Slim Pickens, and Bev Kelly asked me to find him a lion trainer.
Well, there he is.
Oh, Clem, you ain't going to no cage with a lion, are you? Are you that brave?
I'm as brave as they come. And when they get there, I'm going. I've been rehearsing on how to hypnotize animals, you know. I've got them all figured out. I've got everything on the farm scared of me.
Well, here comes the manager now. Mr. Highland.
Yes, what is it? I don't make it a habit of speaking to the help, but what is it?
Well, this fellow wants a job as a lion trainer.
I ain't had no experience.
Oh, that's quite all right. The lions won't know the difference. To them, a man's a man.
Well, how much do you pay? You had a laugh there, but you stepped right on it, Doc. We have no sympathy for you now, you know.
Well, I pay $10 a day in funeral expenses.
Yeah. Well, that's a cheerful way of looking at it, anyway.
Now, Clem, I won't let you do it. It's all right to be silly, but you overdo it.
Yeah, well, I ain't afraid. Them lines won't scare me. I can't get any scareder than I am right now.
Come on over to the lion wagon. I'll let you get inside with them so you'll be used to them by showtime.
Yeah. Give them time to digest me before showtime. That's too fast, Bert. You didn't get it out of there.
Clem, now, I'm a warning you. If them lions chew you into little bits, don't one part of you come over to my house for sympathy.
Well, now that you're away from the crowd, that lion you're going to work with is 75 years old. Oh, he's as gentle as a baby. And here we are.
How are you, boy? You going to make friends with me? I do hope he said yes.
Liam, I beg you not to go into that cage.
Here's your whip, and here's your gun. Now, just let him know you're not afraid of him.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead in.
Well, no, don't push me, boy. Don't push me.
Look out, Liam!
Here!
Did you scratch your arm?
Well, either that or I was vaccinated with a rake.
Well, don't let him know that you're afraid.
I'm doing my best, but I ain't a very convincing liar, boy. Here now, set up, Brian. Here. Come on, set up. Set up or I'll hit you with this whip. Come on. Oh, whip. Get away. Stop it. I'll set up, but give me my whip back.
Convinced that you're not afraid.
Good. Now, here's the act you do. First, you stick your head in his mouth.
Yeah.
Then, for an encore, you let the lion stick his head in your mouth.
Well, my mouth ain't that big.
By then, it won't matter.
Hey, get away from that cage! Get away! Oh, it's you, boss.
Yeah, I'm here trying out a new boy for that act with old Goliath.
Hey, that ain't Goliath. That's a new lion. Goliath died last night.
No, he tells me. Open the door.
Take it easy now.
Don't let him know you're afraid.
Punch him in the nose with your fist.
Okay. Well, now I'll hit you with my left hand. Oh, well, I can always write with my toes, I guess.
Dave Rosen is arrangement of The Flying Horse. And now for that weekly homemaker hint from Jane Masters, co-director of the Norge Home Economics Department.
Here's a good kitchen trick. Put a damp towel under your mixing bowl. It anchors the bowl to the table so you have both hands free for mixing.
And that reminds me of how Norge refrigerators free both hands when you want to put things into the big cross-top freezer. The door drops down as a handy loading shelf. And what a load! Up to 52.5 pounds in the new Jet Self defroster. Plus more space in the chill tray below. Then there's a big meat keeper, deep enough for a Sunday roast. And a full-width crisper with removable dividers, really three crispers in one. There's a regular pantry of adjustable, movable shelves. Even the door has shelves. Plus an egg nest and a 4-temperature butter bank. What's more, you're through with defrosting from now on. For this new Norge Jet Self Defroster does it for you, every night in mere minutes. See the new Jet models at your Norge dealers, won't you? For you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
All children love the excitement of the circus, the taste of lemonade, the animals, the clowns, and no child loves the circus more than Junior, the mean little kid.
Hey, Mommy, what you doing?
I'm sweeping up around here. My goodness, I don't see how one child could get a place so dirty.
It ain't easy, but I put my mind to it.
Oh, I'll be so glad when you grow up. Thank goodness there's only one like you.
Mommy, where did I come from?
I won you on an iron claw machine. Now, go play.
Okay. Oh, there's that Mr. Fowler, that big fat man. Oh, what O'Connor. I think I'll go pay a visit.
Hello.
Shut up.
Well, good day, Junior.
Hello, gang. He's so fat I call him gang.
Tell me, what have you got your thumb bandaged up for? Something wrong with it?
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, if there's nothing wrong with your thumb, why do you have it bandaged?
Well, you never know when there might be something wrong.
Junior, is your mother at home?
Yes, she is, and so is Pop.
Is she going to take you to the circus?
I don't know.
Well, would you like us for us to take you?
To the circus?
Yes.
With the pink lemonade and the cotton candy?
Yes.
With the elephants and the clowns?
Yes.
The trapeze, audience, and all the sawdust?
Yes.
You wouldn't walk across the street to see one. On second thought, I might go, though. Say, when's the circus going to be?
Why, it's here now.
It is? Hey, Mommy!
What's the matter, Junior?
Nothing. Only if I don't call me your little boy anymore.
Why, what's wrong with you?
The circus is already in town, and you keep telling me that it's not here yet.
Oh, stop crying, Junior.
I hope the circus brings 100 little kids just like me. Six at a time. I hope the circus come over in battle formation.
Junior, I was going to surprise you and take you today.
You what? Okay, kiddo, let's go. Come on.
Now, Junior, now look out. Don't run. Walk slowly like a little gentleman.
Yeah.
Tickets! Oh, what a nice little boy. How old are you?
Well, I'll never see one again.
Junior!
Well, I'm going to be born Friday. I am. You're not sticking me in the pen, boy. You're not sticking me in the pen. Oh, look at this man in the next door and all his relatives. Look at that.
Darling, those are elephants.
Oh. Them elephants?
Yes.
No wonder Pop runs and hides, boy.
You want to feed them some peanuts?
Not me, boy.
You're not afraid, are you? You said last year.
Well, yeah, and the year before that, I ate from a bottle, but I don't do it now. Look at them Alcatraz ponies. What's the matter, boys? Can you pay your income tax?
Those are zebras.
Zebras, yeah, that's what they get for not paying their tax. I knew they were zebras.
Junior, shall we go inside and see the birds?
No, I want to go see little Egypt shake it up.
Junior.
Well, wait a minute, will you? I wanted to say, I want to go see little Egypt. Shake it up, Mummy, or we'll be late.
Junior, the hippopotamus.
Oh, that is a hippopotamus. And you look at the keeper. He's standing pretty close to that hippo's water tank.
What's that look on your face? Have you been up to some mischief?
No, Mummy. The hippo keeper, you make me laugh. He almost fell in the pool, you know.
What's so funny about that?
I should have shoved with both hands.
Now, look, young man, you're being just a little too fresh.
Oh, you broke my arm. You broke my little arm. You broke my arm.
I didn't even hit your arm. I hit your back.
Well, if it ain't one thing, it's another.
Now, give me your hand. We'll walk to our seat.
Okay. Oh, look at that cage with a big cat with freckles on him. Look how he walked back and forth. He probably went out. He's nervous. Come on, kitty, come on. There, now, you get some air, cat. Here, come on, let's go, Mummy.
Look out!
Why did everyone clear out of here? I can't understand it.
We can't we, folks? Hey, look what's following us.
Oh, isn't that a beautiful tiger?
Hurry, Mummy, hurry! He's gaining on us!
Did he hurt you?
No, but we can run fast enough because he's out in the open.
This is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in refrigerators, home freezers, gas and electric ranges, washers and water heaters, everything Norge makes right. Make a special point of stopping at your local Norge dealers and ask to see the newest Norge refrigerator, the beautiful Jet Self Defroster. See how this new Norge defrosts itself automatically every 24 hours so fast even ice cream stays hard. See how dollar for dollar a Norge refrigerator offers you more in space and convenience and inbuilt quality. And now until next week,
this is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.